live.
Talk Live, 855-453. It's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition. Kick it off the second hour with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Call in, talk about what you want to talk about. And let's just jump straight into the calls. Stephanie,
absolutely. Shall we? My favorite part.
Annette in Georgia. Annette, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello. I would just like to share that I heard a very interesting report on a talk radio show last week. A neurologist surgeon telephoned in the program to report that he had just left Washington, D.C. For a training or seminar session. And he said that, one, patients were referred to as units.
Okay.
And they were, these physician surgeons were being instructed how to care for their units. And
are you sure, Annette, are you sure that he didn't mean like a unit of a hospital, like a ward or something?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm saying it exactly how he said it, and he was mortified.
Okay, just want to clarify.
Yes, he was quite mortified and shocked. However, even more shocking, all the surgeons, neurologists were informed that anyone 70 years of age that comes to the hospital with a stroke or anything regarding brain surgery, most likely due from a stroke, received no care and no surgery. He just wanted to warn everybody. So
I've heard this report.
All the useless eaters know that the culling of the population, or rather the extermination process, is ready to begin.
You know, I mean, this is
have a nice evening.
Thank you, Annette. This is the inevitable result of government getting involved in the medical process and them making, you know, everybody makes, when it comes to medical care, makes sort of economic choices along the way.
Sure.
And you have to decide what level of care is necessary at what time. And the problem is when you take that decision-making process out of the hands of the family and give it to other folks, then you've got all these recriminations that show up. Now, you were saying something about hospital beds being called units. Is that something that happens?
I was just trying to think of ways that, you know, maybe the patients were being referred to as units.
Sure.
I don't have
and
any
maybe
reason
to. The person
to
who called in was actually a neurosurgeon that went to a board. I mean, you know,
sure.
It's a really difficult thing to know on talk radio what you're dealing with.
We'll give them the benefit of the doubt on that one. I was just trying to clarify.
Sure. Then I just.
But you know, a patient and a doctor are supposed to have a relationship with each other. You know what I mean?
Sure.
They're supposed to. It's supposed to be a really special thing where there's like trust involved and. You know, it's a win-win relationship because the patient is feeling better and healthier, and the doctor is, you know, helping them, and that's their livelihood also. And
is that what they tell you in medical school? Because you're one of the doctrine sorts here, and I don't know whether you're actually doctorified here yet, but you will be soon. Do they teach you this in medical school and how to, you know, have a relationship with patients or not?
Yes. Oh, yeah, they do. I mean, they teach you about communication and forming these relationships. And
nothing about nutrition.
Well, yeah, they do. They don't really teach. But, you know, in their defense, the medical students aren't typically too interested in nutrition, you know, except for some people like me. I was interested in it, but I had a selfish reason to be interested.
I mean, whether they're interested or not should be taught about nutrition a great deal. I mean, you know, here we have the
absolutely.
Foundation
that's
of health.
That's a completely legitimate critique of medicine today, is that there's not enough focus on prevention. I completely agree with that, you know, because if you get enough sleep and you eat a healthy diet, nutritious diet, and you take care of your body, you exercise, then it can prevent a lot of the diseases that people suffer from today. But, you know, talking about forming a relationship with the patient, I do think that is taught, at least in some medical schools. It might be different in other places. You know, I go to one out of a few hundred.
When will you be doctorified?
That's a good question. Maybe in about 3 years.
Oh, is that how long? My goodness.
Well, no, I'm a special case because I'm also doing a PhD.
I see.
So it's different for me. But typically it takes 4 years to get an MD, which is a medical doctor. Mm-hmm. It's a conventional allopathic doctor. And then after that, one would do a residency, which is
2 years
intensive training, you know, every day at the hospital all day. It's usually 3 to 4 years, but it depends on the specialty.
Is that a training hospital or?
Yeah, teaching hospital.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, but about the relationship between the doctor and patient, I think of it as something that's really special. And even if I wasn't, you know, a physician, even if I was not a physician, I would think of myself, I think no matter what job I was in, as someone that is providing a service and is supposed to have a relationship with the client, right?
Sure.
It's kind of no different than that. But in medicine, we have this funny thing where the government is just getting more and more involved in that relationship.
Sure. So who's your client? If the government's paying,
exactly.
Who's your client?
Exactly.
Is what you have to ask yourself. And I think that's probably what Annette was speaking directly to, is if the government's paying, then the patient isn't really the client anymore. The government is. And that's a real conflict of interest. At that point, the government decides who gets what level of care and when. And, you know, the person paying ought to be, but...
And it is like that in many other places in the world, too, already.
Yeah.
You know, where the government essentially tells it like it's going to be about everything that's involved in medicine.
Absolutely. And I think that she rightly points out that it's going to be the elderly that take the brunt of this. They're no longer providing the tax revenue for
people. There have been people who are, you know, sort of high up in the government administration right now who have written things about why it's a good thing for the government to kind of ration care, especially to older people. I mean, I have heard of that before.
Well, care gets
there are some people who think that, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a reality in medicine that care gets rationed. Not everybody gets every single amount of medical science brought to bear on their case every time. So therefore, care is rationed. It's usually rationed on the personal basis of economics or through the insurance company.
But it's such a distorted market, though. That's the thing.
I guess I should say it's usually done through the insurance companies. I think it should be done through the individual rather than from, you know, insurance companies.
Well, but the insurance companies, it's important to realize, base a lot of their prices or their reimbursements to doctors and hospitals on the rates that government sets for Medicare and Medicaid.
No, sure it does.
So
absolutely.
Essentially the government is like setting all the prices for things in medicine, and they may not be accurate.
My wife worked in a medical office and had to deal with this constantly, and it seems like every year Medicare reimbursements go down, not up.
Yeah.
So doctors are then incentivized to see more and more patients and provide less and less care.
And then the devices and the drugs are patented and have to go through this FDA approval process.
Driving up
both
the
of which severely drive up the price. And so I don't know. I'm always in favor of if there's a cheap and effective cure, I would call that like playfully a medical hack. You know, if you can hack your body, if you can find a cheap workaround that works and is effective and helps you, I think that's always preferable to, you know, some expensive drug that may not be helping you as much, right?
Can one find a doctor with bitcoins?
That's a great question. Maybe I should be the first Bitcoin doctor. I would love to do that. Yeah. So actually, we were talking about this topic in the last segment, and that is how it's now possible to live off of Bitcoin. So we talked about how you can get food with Bitcoins.
Right, grocery stores and online sort of grocery stores.
Yeah, and maybe at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, we'll see some people actually using these mobile wallet technologies. Of course, you have to have internet connections for that, so... May not be
a challenge
in the woods of New Hampshire.
Yeah,
it sometimes is a challenge, but I think it kind of gets better every year. My phone worked fine at Porkfest, but anyway, so you can get food with Bitcoins. There's a place now that accepts Bitcoins as payment for rent for their apartments.
Really?
Yes, it's in Toronto, and you can get that. And not only that, but now there's an eBay of Bitcoins, so to speak. It's like an online auction thing where all the prices are in Bitcoin. So you can get food, shelter and goods and maybe soon a doctor. All with Bitcoins.
The problem with that is I think in dollars, and Bitcoins are, of course, the different currencies, so it can get confusing for you. You got to do the math. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3, the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-453. That's 3733 for those of you that don't have the little letters on your phone. I had a cell phone once that was like that, and it was very frustrating when, you know,
just had had to try to figure it out. See, I write this down, A, B, C. Yeah, it's 3733. 855-450-3733. And we are right now talking about Bitcoins on Free Talk Live. One of the fastest and easiest ways to and safest ways to get your Bitcoins to buy or sell them is crypto exchange. If you're totally clueless about the Bitcoin currency, they've even got 24-hour customer service. Just visit their site, click on the live support link at the top. It's Crypto Exchange. You can see their banner at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Click on, you'll go right through, and I've used the service. It's Crypto Exchange at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. So, Stephanie, go on with the story. You say that we can now buy everything we
actually
need.
That was pretty much it. I just thought that was pretty cool, and I think that they're, I'm now convinced that they're very revolutionary technology. And I wonder, it brings up the interesting point that a lot of people talk about when they discuss Bitcoins, is that they kind of are smashing the idea that currency has to be backed by some physical asset, right?
It's, you know, I have heard Austrians have this particular critique about Bitcoins, is that, well, they're not backed by anything. And
right. I would say that they're backed by the need that they fill in the marketplace, like the use that they have. But, you know, that's not a physical asset.
You know, it's some of the things about currency are, you know, Bitcoin fills the niches that currency needs. It is unreplicatable. So therefore it's difficult to counterfeit. It's easy to exchange and easy to carry.
And there will only ever be 21 million of them or something, and it's like asymptotically approaching that number. Now, this is a cool
story.
What is
that word? Asymptotic?
Asymptotic. It's a math word.
I have no idea what that means.
Math. It's a geek word.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
It means at first it's very quickly approaching that number. It has like a very steep slope. If you picture a graph, picture a graph that looks like a hill, mm-hmm. right? And it's at first it starts off really steep, and then it gets less steep and less steep and less steep until it's pretty much a plateau. That's asymptotic shape,
where it
changes the rate of change or the slope. God, I'm just getting way more technical than.
Well, I wanted to know what that meant.
Yeah,
I mean,
does that make sense?
Yeah, I suppose it does. And, you know, we talk about it not being inflatable. And people will say, well, they're still mining Bitcoin, so it is being inflated. And it certainly is. And that's one of the purposes of it. But it's not being inflated at the whim of, like a fiat currency is, at the whim of the fiat of some ruler
or a
group of them.
Well, there is no ruler. That's an important point about them because it's completely decentralized. And so all the transactions take place on a network of connections among peers or computers, you know. So,
and one of the real powers that these monopoly organizations that call themselves governments, states, have is currency, and they jealously protect it. And Bitcoin wrests from them that power and gives it to the people who really are supposed to have it, mm-hmm. the people that work for their money. And one of the biggest problems with, say, the U.S. currency is, you know, you work hard, you put $100,000 in the bank, and then, well, somebody, decides that they want to inflate the currency, and they, they print some more dollars, and your $100,000 becomes worth less.
Yeah.
Take a look at what gasoline was worth in the early 70s versus what it's worth in the, early teens now.
Sure.
It's a big difference, mm-hmm. and you can just look at a loaf of bread. You can look at these things. If you just put some cash in your mattress, it would become worth less and less over time.
Mm.
And
you know, there's
it
also
used to be that way when currencies were backed by something.
Sure. There's also something interesting I wanted to bring up about Bitcoins, which is that there is a sort of an element of transparency to them. Even though they're anonymous, you can go, if you have a Bitcoin address, you can go to a website that can show you all the transactions involving that address.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of see what's going on in some cases.
Sure. And it depends on what they often recommend is that you get a different address for every new transaction.
Yes, yeah.
And
it helps you know if you're selling something or if you're, I guess, bartering something for Bitcoins online, then you have to have a separate address for each transaction because then that's the only way you can really prove that a certain person sent you some payment in Bitcoins.
Interesting.
Like if you send all of the transactions to one payment or to one address, mm-hmm. then it can get really confusing because you can't necessarily tell who sent those bitcoins. So somebody could claim, oh, well, I just sent you 10 bitcoins when they really didn't, when they just saw that somebody else sent you that.
I see.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I guess they could just claim that. They could keep an eye out. And that's one of the things that Bitcoin's so interesting about is that everybody can sort of see transactions, but they can't see necessarily who's transacting.
Yeah.
So it's anonymous in the sense that all the transactions are done out in the open, but they're done by anonymous entities.
Yeah.
And it's very, it's an interesting aspect of it. It makes it both transparent and very opaque. So I have a lot of hope for Bitcoins, and I don't know what's going to result in them, in the future, but I do think that something's going to happen in the world of currencies that's going to leave governments behind.
Yeah.
They've squandered their credibility in the area of currencies, and I don't think
that they've left a niche unfilled. You know what I mean? They've created a situation where there is a demand for anonymous online, completely digital currency.
Sure, they make it illegal to play blackjack online for money. Well, and you can play it online for bitcoins because it's not a real currency as far as they're concerned.
Yeah, and, I mean, if you're going to go through all these banking regulations and get a PayPal account, which is linked to a bank account, which is governed by all these U.S. government regulations, it can take weeks to set that up, or months, or even maybe longer than that. And to transfer money between those things can take days, whereas bitcoins, you can do something like that within 8 to 10 minutes, you know? And you don't have to follow any of the hoops. You don't have to get a bank account that's, you know, checks whether you're a terrorist or whatever.
It takes some practice to be able to do these transactions quickly and easily. You've got to learn how to do it. But like anything,
after you learn it, it's very simple.
You spend your kids' whole lives teaching them how to use their whole early lives teaching them how to use money.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, don't expect to just hop on with bitcoins and, you know, immediately know exactly what to do in every situation. But I've learned how to do it, and if I can learn how to do it online, it means it's relatively easy. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Didn't you have something else in Bitcoin news, though?
No, actually, I didn't.
Oh, I thought you did. I thought there were two.
No,
two
that was
Bitcoin
that was
stories.
Pretty much all that I talked about. I'm sorry.
You know, we had Roger Ver on the show on Saturday night. He's the owner of Memory Dealers.
Yes, I just met Roger virtually on Facebook.
He is, and he's a big supporter of Bitcoins. And one of the reasons that Free Talk Live has gotten so into them is because he introduced them to us. And he was talking about how he believed that because they take the power that governments have away from them, that they could very well be a force for change in the world. And
absolutely. I think I can see why he believes that.
I find
agree.
His passion in that area to be motivating. And 855-450-3733. If you have thoughts on bitcoins or anything else, you can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, BePrepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 180
2-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-450-3733. If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, Man Venture Outpost carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. They actually have a tactical flashlight over there that's so bright they call it a weapon. You know,
wow.
If you got it right in somebody's
eye,
I suppose it could be. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low they can't be mentioned. The manufacturers have little rules on this. You can get an additional 5% off the already incredibly low prices at ManVentureOutpost.com by using coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. So let's go straight into the phones here with Robert calling from Virginia. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, folks. How are you?
All's well.
I just wanted to chime in, and I certainly am sympathetic to the sentiments behind things like Bitcoin and alternative currencies. But I do have a background in information security, and
okay.
I think it's really important to note that some of the things that people who use Bitcoins, like vendors, say about Bitcoins are, in fact, not accurate.
All right.
And
please tell us more, because I'd like to know about this. Yeah.
In particular, anonymity is actually not a strong design goal of the way Bitcoins were designed. And I know that sounds a little counterintuitive, but anonymity has a specific meaning in the context of information security.
Okay.
It turns out that you can use them in a way that's pretty darn close to anonymous, but a lot of people don't. And so there are a lot of ways to easily misuse them. And obviously everybody has different concerns about their privacy, and most people probably haven't thought through kind of exactly what those are. Like, are you concerned about anonymity from you know, governments or other people in your on your network or in your office or whatever? And it turns out that
the ex-wife.
Yeah, exactly. There are some ways. So I'll give you one example. And by the way, there is some really good research done out of Dublin by what was it? Fergal Reed and Martin Harrigan at University College Dublin. It's probably one of the better papers out there about this. But even in places like Forbes, you can see some interesting dialogue. So one example is if you have one Bitcoin account and you use it for all incoming and outgoing payments, it makes it easy to keep track of your transactions.
Absolutely.
But anyone who has ever given you coins can now see where you send money forever. So that's not how you should use it.
Right.
But a lot of people do because, you know, you want to keep track of your stuff. And so I think, you know, one good example, like I think it's WikiLeaks actually says you can contribute to us with this anonymous thing. And I think that there's a danger there because if people are coming to this with the expectation that as a system that they use, their anonymity is sort of, you know, just by using it.
Now, I'm curious about this. Do you think that there's going to be a problem for the individual donating to WikiLeaks? I mean, I know that many of these large financial corporations have buckled from pressure from the, I would assume, United States government to not give money to not participate in transactions. But as far as an individual goes, do you think that there's any kind of
like
legal
liability? You mean that they would be labeled as a terrorist?
Well, I don't mean labeled. I mean incarcerated as a terrorist.
Yeah.
Is my concern.
Well, Stephanie, I think Stephanie touched on the real point there. And I am in the shadow of DC, so I have some perspective about that stuff. I will say, if there's an official designation, then all bets are off. You know, if that organization or that service winds up on some of the lists, then anybody who provides material support, and it doesn't take a whole lot if you sort of look at you know, things people have been prosecuted for over the past few years. It doesn't take a lot to do something. I think posting a YouTube video in at least one case has been considered providing material support.
Wow.
But up to this point, nobody has been charged with giving money to WikiLeaks.
I don't know, but I certainly haven't heard of that being the case.
Because I mean, I'm not interested in using my bitcoins to purchase heroin over the Silk Road, and I know that people do that. I know they do.
Sure.
And I'm not going to try to give advice to those people on the anonymity aspect of it. You know, for me, I kind of like that there's some level of anonymity, but I don't think it's paramount in my transactions. It wouldn't.
No, and I think it's really about expectations. And the parallel I'm drawing here is sort of the same experience we've had with security on the internet.
Yeah,
it's really important if you've got people who are you know non-technical or lay users using something like this that they understand what it is and what it's not. And there have been.
Yeah, I appreciate that because I am one of those lay people who isn't that.
Yeah, I mean, there have been digital cash systems that pretty much were designed for anonymity and things. And for various reasons, you know, there have been challenges over the long term with adoption or with individual players or whatever. But I think in this case, you know, it's one of these things. It's probably possible to build some kind of front ends on this stuff that might manage it in ways that keep you out of trouble. But right now, it's kind of what's the word I'm looking for? There are enough exposed sort of pipes and wires. You know, use an analogy. That I'm not sure most normal users are going to, you know, just pick it up and use it
I'd be very, very careful of using bitcoins to purchase things that might be considered black market and have the expectation that you're going to be completely anonymous. I'd be very careful with that. But I think that you can make it happen in a way that the vast majority of enforcement agencies just don't find it worth going after you. However, I mean, you know, the most recent transaction I made was buying I Like Pumpkins through by Jerry Smath off of Amazon for my 3.5-year-old.
I Like Pumpkins too, Mark.
Through spendbitcoins.com, and Jack really, really loves that book. Nice. It just makes him crazy. So, you know, there are different...
I have never bought anything with bitcoins.
Well, spendbitcoins.com is a really
time
great
for
way
everything,
to do
though.
It. Makes it very easy. Robert, thank you for the expertise in this area. I appreciate the call.
Yeah. I would just suggest if you're curious about this, I think if you search for Bitcoin anonymity, you'll actually find links to the Dublin paper, and they even did some stuff talking about one of the recent thefts. You know, some people have had their coins stolen, usually due to poor information security. And they get
into
pictures about what you can learn about who did what when, just because you've ever traded with somebody. So that would be my suggestion for anybody thinking about jumping into this stuff.
Very good.
Thanks a lot. It's always nice to have somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Yeah, unlike us. 855-450-3733.
You know, one can't be an expert on everything. I try really hard to learn about as much. I think I'm a curious person, but I definitely don't know everything.
It's all you can be in this business is a jack of all trades, as it were. You know, really, you can't be an expert in everything. You can only be interested and learning. And that's what everybody is. Even the experts, hopefully, are interested in learning and learning new things. It sounded like Robert knew a great deal about sort of security on the Internet. And that's, you know, it's something if you're going to buy and sell and sort of, you know, gray market and black market things on the Internet, you're going to really need to know about security. I assume those guys that are running the Silk Road through Tor understand that because I've never used Tor, and I understand it has something to do with anonymity, but, you know, it just doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when it comes down to buying I Like Pumpkins by Jerry Smath, I don't care if the government knows.
Well, someday...
Come and get me!
Someday I Like Pumpkins might be criminalized, Mark, and then you'll need to know how to get on Tor.
It could be.
That's the thing I see value in about those things, is that someday something that I like is going to be criminalized.
Slows them down. 855-840-3733, Free Talk Live.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. It's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Doing that DJ thing.
Oh, yeah. It's great, Mark. I love it.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you very much. Real quick, let's talk about preparedness. You know, all kinds of destabilizing events are happening around the world, whether it's unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters. That's just to name a few. One of my concerns is inflation. I know that food now is going to be less costly as far as time and labor. Forget the dollars and cents of it. It's going to be less costly in time and labor than it will be in the future. So for my preparation, I've chosen WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and a huge variety that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches, and they carry a 25-year shelf life. They come in these plastic totes that are convenient to stack. You can put them in your basement or garage, wherever you need them for the future. They won't be set upon by rodents or flooding or anything, because they're in these airtight metal Mylar pouches, so they're safe for when you do them. You can visit WiseFoodStorage.com and get a free entree sample. Use coupon code FTL, and they'll get you a free sample. It's at WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. You can also use that coupon code FTL for no-cost shipping on any order. It's WiseFoodStorage.com, 855-FOODWISE. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give the ones that you love, WiseFoodStorage.com. Let's go to Kelvin in Colorado. Kelvin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Mark and Stephanie.
Hi, Kelvin.
Hey, let's see. I'm talking about this Bitcoin or other, what they refer to as cryptocurrencies. Something important about that anonymity, even if you're not going to be buying heroin on the Silk Road or whatever, I think the concept of the currency that the government does not control, you know, that's a major power thing for the government to have control of. At some point, once it starts to take off, they're going to make it illegal. And if you're going to continue to participate in this as a, act of civil disobedience or or freedom or whatever.
Or just use up your remaining bitcoins.
Yeah. Well, you'll probably know what's coming before it.
Could very well, yeah.
So there's another reason why anonymity is important. And that's the same thing with the email. I just cannot understand why encrypted email has just not caught on. Because regular emails you send, they're like sending a postcard. And people will send all kinds of sensitive stuff through email, unencrypted.
Well, to some extent, there's the noise factor that it would be very difficult for sort of the nefarious folks to get a hold of, say, credit card information through email or something like that. The government could probably get your credit card information if it wanted it, so I'm not really concerned with it getting it. And then sort of the individual hacksaws or whatever trying to get your stuff, I don't think that they could even pull through it.
I think it's good for people to know about these things, right?
So that
if they want to, based on their comfort level, you know, they can adjust their behavior.
I agree. Kelvin?
Okay. And let's see, another thing I wanted to mention was, Stephanie, I thought your explanation of asymptotic topics was pretty good. I would like to give just a slightly more concrete explanation of that.
Please.
The idea of, say you start 8 feet away from a wall, and you walk 4 feet, so now you're half the distance away from the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then you walk again so that you're half the distance to the wall, which would be 2 feet.
2 feet,
and
yeah,
you walk
I see.
Again at half the distance. Now you're at one foot.
Yeah.
So you keep on doing that forever, you will never actually touch the wall. But the asymptote is, you know, the wall. It's also the concept of a limit in calculus. But
gotcha.
Anyway, that's the idea of it's ever approaching this a certain value, but it never quite exactly reaches it. Anyway, so
cool.
I'm sure everybody...
Thanks for the math lesson, Kelvin. We appreciate that.
I did not care about that at all, but anyway. So,
no, I think, you know, Kelvin, I think that's an important concept to know, because it actually does have practical applications. Like, a lot of people say the stuff that they learn in government school and math class, they'll never think about again. But that concept in particular, it is useful for understanding, for instance, like the way that bitcoins are generated and how fast they're being generated and lots of other things, too.
That's true, particularly if you're in some sort of technical field. But
mm-hmm.
Joe Sixpack probably doesn't know or care.
Am I Joe Sixpack? Because I certainly don't know.
Yeah.
What an asymptote.
I was so ready to dump you, Stephanie. And I mean in the radio sense. 855-450-3733. Kelvin, you got anything else for us?
Yes, I did, actually.
What's that?
So I went waving Ron Paul signs on Tuesday night. The first time I've ever done anything remotely like that in my life. I'm not one of these extroverted people that would be out there waving signs and such. And I noticed that at the peak, it was about 25 people out there doing it, and they were almost exclusively college-age males. And so I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I noticed. I was out doing the same thing, and I noticed a lot of the responses seemed to be from young males, and then from older couples. It was very interesting, sort of, two groups that seemed... I saw a lot of... I guess I saw a lot in all different demographics because I was out there for 3 hours and got lots of responses, but I definitely saw that young males were into Ron Paul.
Hmm.
Okay. So yesterday, I went to caucus training for Ron Paul, and there were about 100 people in the room with that guy. I got the impression that was about twice as many as expected. And these were mostly middle-aged people, and about 20% of them were college-age women who were actually mostly attractive for some reason. Anyway,
never ceases to surprise.
So, Kelvin, what do you learn at caucus training? Like, what does that mean?
Well, it was kind of, you know, they talk about you never really want to see sausage being made, and making of laws is kind of like the making of sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the election process is the same thing. I was appalled. I have heard on this show a few times people calling in trying to explain this process, and I don't, at this point, don't totally understand it, even having the class. it's not a direct popular vote kind of thing, at least where I'm at. They divided the county up into precincts, and then from that precinct, you try to get be the one that gets elected. You go around and actually solicit for people to vote for you, and then you go on to do this caucus process and try to get selected to be the person that represents your district, and then. It's like
wow, that sounds really convoluted.
There are a bunch of places for things to get derailed every step along the way, and it's a minefield you have to walk. And so anyway, it's very intriguing. And
so, Calvin, I want to know how you enjoyed the sign waving and how you enjoyed the caucus training. Like, what? How did you feel afterwards? Did you like it?
Well, it was really exciting, and you get all jazzed up about, oh, Ron Paul, this is awesome, and boy, look at all these people here and how they're excited and dedicated, and we know we have more energy than all these other guys, and that's really our advantage, and we're going to do well. And so that was how I came away from my caucus training. Plus, I got a bunch of swag that I'm going to hand out and give to other people that I know are into Ron Paul, pass it on. So that was cool. And the slime waving thing was weird because it was done basically at night. It's dark here during the commute
evening
right now.
Sure.
And so we're all out there at this intersection and holding all these signs up and signs made out of bed sheets and everything else, and you could hardly read the signs. And there would be people, like when the crosswalk sign would turn on, so a couple of people would walk through the crosswalk holding the sign.
It's hilarious.
The sign up as you in front of the people and all that. And I was thinking, wow, this could be, so much better. And I decided that I took my efforts or my talents could be a lot better utilized in things like, coming up with some illuminated signs and maybe some flashing LED things so that our people don't get run over while they're...
That sounds important. I think that's definitely an important thing to work with. Kelvin, thanks for the call. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition, 855-450-FREE.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.